This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sox Yankees game two of this important series tonight, and you can catch every pitch, every stranded runner when bases are loaded on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. 7:05 first pitch this evening, pregame 6:05 with Arcand, and then of course it is a crochet day tomorrow, Curtis. So a lot of baseball to watch this weekend.
I can't wait.
Hope you get to it while you're up in Maine.
I love baseball. I love it on 7 o'clock at night. Perfect time. 7 o'clock is about 5 hours before Morgan Wallen will take the stage.
Yes, I think 9:30, 9:45.
I just saw a poster on X of the concert and what time. The lots open at 1 if you want to head up early.
I have the Wayfair furniture item to assemble, so I won't be able to leave at 1.
Gates at 4? If Morgan Wallen is not on the stage until 9-something, why would I be going in at 4?
Well, you know, we want to get there early. We like to trade set lists. So.
Yeah, you seem like a big Miranda Lambert fan.
Is Miranda Lambert the opener?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems like a hell of a long day.
Listen, DMs really wants to go, and I'm actually looking forward to
it. It's going
to
be good. Corey Kent and Zach John King are the other two openers.
I like Zach John King. He's good.
But if we could open up the window world of Boston weather window for not only for Morgan Wallen tonight, but for the weekend for everybody? Shine, if we could. Curtis, what do you got out there?
Thank you for asking. It's currently 68 degrees and sunny. Gorgeous day. Afternoon high of 82. Tonight, it is going to be a perfect night for a concert. Going to be in the low 60s, moonlit sky at Gillette Stadium. 84 tomorrow, 81 Sunday, and a gorgeous stretch. The weather right now, I would say, nicest two-week stretch of weather I've seen in a long time. Going to be in the 70s, mid to upper 70s next week. Perfect weather this weekend.
Maybe Mike Vrabel is the walkout with Morgan Wallen.
Ooh.
Oh, that would be a good one.
I think you might, if Gronk stayed around, I think you might be spot on with that one.
Yeah.
But
what if Vrabel goes out with Morgan Wallen and fires Elliot Wolf on the stage?
Oh, he's just got a little, one of those blow-up rats that the union guys have. He's got one of those with him.
I could also see Robert going.
He could.
Yeah.
He likes that type of stuff. I could see that happening. All right. You get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month when you go to windowworldofboston.com. We're going to get the Hill Notes coming up, but first it's time, since it is the end of the week, for Dead Weight. And Chime, Dead Weight is brought to you by
Awaken 180 Weight Loss, Greg. Dead Weight belongs on the bench, not your waist. Drop weight every week, hit your goal, then keep it off with free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com. I will begin by nominating Kyle Duggar this week because it seems like he's going to get traded or cut at this point from the New England Patriots. That seems like a lot of dead weight.
Yeah, we talked about it. Seems like the problem there in getting some value back for him is the contract. So I think it's $15 million that you are stuck with
because of that, they front loaded that deal with him. So I don't know that anybody is going to be interested in the player.
But I bet if you retain some of that, like I think somebody will take him.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, obviously if you retain it, but
yeah, what a horrible signing when you think back to it with Elliott Wolf. Like just dumb. The fact that they've been so cheap with so many guys that he's one of the people that you actually paid, and now not even a year into it, you're already trying to get out of the contract. Not a good sign.
No. What about, is the Rat dead weight?
Ooh. Yes.
I would say the Rat is dead weight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%, whoever the Rat is. I
was going to do my lead this morning as well. Jerry Jones might be dead weight when it comes to the Micah Parsons situation. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like he submitted an offer in triplicate, and they agreed on a deal, but
yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I am. It's going to be fascinating because do you guys agree with me? I don't think Micah Parsons is playing on the opening night game Thursday night against the Eagles for the banner unveiling. He hasn't been there.
It makes sense because I think a texter pointed this out yesterday. Chris Jones did the same thing with the Chiefs. Didn't play opening night. Like the next day, because they lost, got a massive contract.
They gave him a deal the next day. We watched from a suite or whatever.
Yes, right. Correct.
Like if you're Micah Parsons, if I were to be giving him advice, I'm sure he has plenty of people doing it better than me. I would say, be visible in the arena, go to Philly, take your life in your own hands. And watch the opener so that the NBC broadcast shows you 3-4 times when the Cowboys get boat raced. You're going to get so much money the next day because it's going to be such an embarrassment for Jerry Jones.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's surprising to me because he deserves a lot of ridicule, but he also has done a pretty good job when it comes to being the GM for that franchise. But to reach a point with a player like that, where the relationship is destroyed it's awful.
It's foolish.
It is.
He does a good job drafting, but he doesn't pay people. Like Curtis has made this point a million times.
Pay Dak.
Him and Kraft though have been at like the bottom of the league in cash spending for years.
Yeah.
He barely pays anybody.
They're very top heavy. They're also he's brilliant. One thing you'll get in the Netflix series is that the guy knows how to market himself. And when they sign Dak, it's very big, they make a massive deal about the signings they do. And to make the point, because at the time, Dak, I think, was the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. So you do these all, song and dance. But the middle class of the middle class of the Dallas Cowboys roster is really bad.
This is David from Rhode Island. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
Greg, can I take 1 second? I just want to take 1 second, if I could, to make a statement before I say, before I mention something I mentioned to Jackson when he was doing the skull call screening.
Yeah.
You guys entertain me every day. I drive all day, every day, long distances for Verizon. And you did a great job building a team over these years that I've been listening. Everybody's grown. You've done such a one. Curtis made fun of me years ago calling you the great facilitator.
Yes.
But you've really, high tide raises all boats. Your excellence in this business has created opportunities for all of them that I've watched them and listened to them every day. They've done great.
David.
So
thank
true.
You for that.
I would, if I were you, I would not make this a brief statement. I would continue if you could. More about me.
Yeah.
Listen, we're watching one of them grow up right before our eyes.
Yeah.
Came here.
Yep. And I started.
Were you even engaged when you came?
The first time I came on the show, no.
No, not even engaged when we met her.
No, I remember.
Married.
I remember. Yep.
Married, headed to a leafy suburb, homeowner. I mean, right before our eyes.
Yep. Yeah.
Time is flying by rapidly. Yes.
I remember making the call that Curtis and Ken had such a great chemistry that they should do their own show. I'm saying to myself. And then not too long afterwards, they started Saturdays. And I've called in and I listened to them on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
It's great. The chemistry is great. Here's why I called.
Yeah.
Here's why I called. When we talk about China's 10G, We'd have to know where their 8G was and where their 6G was in order to say that it's a great improvement, because the 5G only means fifth generation. And it only and is an inherent expectation of improvements in speed, capacity, latency. There is an expectation in all revisions, even if it's a software revision or a new car model when it comes out in 2026s. But to see, people think about it as if 5G is its own entity, like 5 gigabit, for instance. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a generational improvement. It's incremental. It's incremental.
Yeah.
So in order for you to get really high on, oh, 10G, that's great. You guys are intelligent. You should know that where did they start off from? What was their 5G like? What was their 7G like?
Listen,
I don't know.
The point of the whole thing, the important part of the whole thing is Wiggy was right, and we were making fun of him, and he wasn't even here to hear it. So I owe him an apology. He was right. They have 10G in China, or at least they're reporting that they have 10G in China. I mean, who knows?
Right.
I mean,
roadshow?
We could, maybe.
Do you ever find
where would you want to go to Wuhan or where would you like where would you like to go?
I mean, I just want to go. I want to do it from
North Korea.
Great Wall.
I have found myself on the side of TikTok that is hidden recordings in North Korea.
Oh,
really wild. Really wild.
Well, how on earth did you get there?
Oh, I don't know. But
can I tell you? I am fascinated by North
Korea. Okay, you've got to get on this side of TikTok.
Wait. You're actually on the hidden recordings of influencers in North Korea.
Yeah, that's basically. But it's like they have these storefronts that look like grocery stores.
Right.
And that's where they'll have, you know, photo ops, and there's actually no food in any of the containers or anything. It's all fake. Like, it's just a storefront that looks like a real grocery store, but it's not real.
No, I could watch.
That's actually pretty interesting.
It's fascinating, these places. It's unbelievable.
And there's like an alarm every morning to wake everybody up that just blasts through everywhere.
You have to bring your poop to a central location because they use it for fertilizer.
There is a Starbucks.
And that in Korea.
There is a Starbucks right on the line between North and South Korea, and you could go to the Starbucks if you're in South Korea, and you can like look over into North Korea a little
bit. Korea.
Yeah, Korea. Yeah. And so the influencers that you're watching are the influencers of North Korea.
Yeah, I guess you could call them that.
Guys, dear leader says we should go without meals all day today. Great idea. Link in bio.
Kim Jong-un, 2 hole-in-ones today.
Unbelievable. If you want your face to look like Kim Jong-un's, then use this facial cream. You must sacrifice child in order to get it.
Every single house has to have a photo of Kim Jong-un inside.
Really?
And they do random checks. And if you don't have one, you could like be punished by death.
I think it's actually North Korea Man Magazine.
Yes.
All right. Can we get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric? If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Testing, testing, testing. Greg, you are an absolute fatso. End of test.
Thank you.
Not
appreciate
nice.
It.
Not nice.
Appreciate it.
Really not nice.
Got that flip like sick. Have a good day, Courtney.
What did he say?
I couldn't hear it. Was he
talking? He was making fun of us for calling the bat flip sick.
Oh, yeah.
It was sick.
Sick. Yeah, we were saying sick.
Don't get it twisted. Red Sox beat the Yankees last night. Gonna beat them 3 times in a row this weekend. Let's freaking go. Hashtag spank the Yanks.
God, I don't think I can even let myself think about a sweep.
Oof.
Imagine if it...
Don't jinx it.
Huh?
Don't jinx it.
Imagine.
Oof. Monday morning, I'll come in wearing a Wally hat.
10, 6 to midnight.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Please. Jackson here with a quick update on my sobriety. Despite all Curtis's mentoring and wisdom, I do still want a party. And I reached out to a old friend and ex-bandmate, the foot fetish feller, who sent me a link to an S party, which I assumed was a sober party when I showed up at the lovely home and knocked on their upside-down pineapple door knocker. I was greeted warmly by a couple who was oddly enough Winnie the Pooh style. When I told them I was flying solo, they immediately ushered me in and said, "You must be the Gimp." placed a ball gag in my mouth and whipped me ferociously for hours. When I left with my rear end redder than Chime's cheeks after climbing a flight of stairs, I gotta admit, I'll be back next week.
Okay. Well, that's an image I don't know that we want embedded in our mind. Jackson as the gimp?
No.
No? I don't think so.
Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Okay. What's the address where you're at?
2119 North 20th.
Okay. Is this a business you're at?
It is actually, yes.
Okay, what's the business?
St. Aloysius.
Okay. Where at in the building are you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm in the front room. This is the front door.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to get help over there for you, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Where he goes, thank you, sir. I got the ball gag in and the handcuffs on. He can't get out.
He said he was playing with them.
He was playing.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You should see that guy's mock draft, though.
Hey, Hillman, great lead this morning. Shine's just fired up because he's hoping they come out with a robot baby Pokemon card. Nerd.
There would be no such thing. What are we doing?
Some people really are interested in the robot babies in China because you can see, like, it's a glass bubble in the robot's...
Like a snow globe.
Stomach. So you could see the robot, like what the baby looks like and everything for the whole time that the baby...
Be kind of cool.
If you're watching, there it is. That's the way it looks on Twitch or YouTube right now.
I still have a lot of questions, but yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that freak you out, though, if you're like, you're walking down the street and you see the robot coming toward you, got the little baby in the pouch there?
I mean, the robot's probably not walking around, Craig.
but can I ask you a question? Yeah. The baby needs nutrients.
Right.
Right.
So how do those arrive?
There's probably a tube in there that they feed it through.
Right.
And when it's born, does it breastfeed on the robot?
No.
Formula.
Yeah, you can do formula.
Great question. I mean, if you can avoid it.
I was a formula baby.
Oh, dear.
I can't wait for the first robot paternity suit when it strolls into court to go up against a human being. That's going to be happening. Pay attention, Greg.
Yeah. Well, many of you are not afraid at all. I understand that. I just am concerned sometimes with the advancements of technology, but embrace it.
Right.
Don't rage against the machine. Embrace the machine.
Hey, this one's for Greg. I want to jump frog off your lead, and I have a question for Courtney, actually. Can we get an update on the dinosaurs in Arabia? Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good timing today. We did give an update. No real update yet. It's still going on. I think that they're still looking for funding to make the Jurassic Park, Jurassic World. And in 10, 15, maybe 20 years, you guys will all Thank me for warning you.
You can't.
Which investment do you think would pay off first? The investment in the cloning of the dinosaurs in Arabia that you were considering making?
Yep.
Or an investment in the password?
Password.
I don't think so. Yeah. Because you need to wait for his big deal for you to actually. And what will you really make on it?
I don't know.
I believe the return was not that good when I was looking into it.
You watch this weekend.
Right.
Dude is there.
I call him a cheat code.
Yeah.
Can I suggest a third investment opportunity?
Yes.
Jackson's farm, local farm show to old people delivery service.
I think that one's a good one,
market,
too.
The farmer's market delivery service for the elderly.
I think that really is.
Yes, yes.
Chris Curtis is a betting god. 2-0. Took the Red Sox last night. Appreciate it, buddy. Keep doing what you're doing.
There you go.
What do you like tonight?
Sleep. Nothing jumps out at me tonight. I think Bayo's going to pitch well. But I don't feel great about the Sox tonight.
Okay.
I really do. I mean, I'm just going to keep repeating it. I do love Ohio State to lose to Texas. Texas plus the points in the over a week from Saturday. A week from Saturday.
I know.
College. Thank God.
Can't wait. I cannot wait. And what's the line for UNC-TCU, the Monday night game? It's the identical game this year, Courtney, as the BC-Florida State upset was last year. Remember, it was Labor Day Monday in Tallahassee. Labor Day Monday this year is TCU against Bill Belichick and the Tar Heels.
It is currently TCU -3.5, Curtis.
Ooh, take North UNC. Carolina.
That's the Bill factor. We got that game live on the radio station.
We do.
Yes, we
Monday
do.
Monday night.
Yes, we do.
Listen, Greg, you got to give Jackson another try next week. Ken's about as dry as a dog turd on a street in Kuwait in the middle of the summer. If you don't, I think Jackson needs to take a run at Barstool. They'll make him famous in no time.
Okay, that's true. We don't give Jackson the chance to produce the show in Chime's absence. He could go elsewhere.
Yeah. And he said he's going to be better, so you got to trust him.
All right, you want to go with that? When is that, Tuesday?
Yep.
You're filling in for Adam Jones on Tuesday?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, what about soccer practice?
Soccer practice is until later in the days, Greg. Oh.
Has that started?
No. It doesn't start until a week from Monday, I believe.
Okay.
Or a week from Tuesday, because Monday would be later.
Do you have the oranges cut up?
Not yet, Greg. Not that far in advance, Greg. I don't want them to get it moldy or anything. You know?
Got to get the power bars.
Okay. Yeah, right. Exactly. Got to fill up the water.
Shine.
Giant water jug.
Could we please get a recording of your intro? Like, hey, guys, Shine here. I'm
sure. Motivational speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, put a nice song behind it.
It'll be like Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday.
Great movie.
Are you going to be Coach Chris or Coach Shime?
Chris.
Coach Very Chris.
Yeah. Coach Nerd, more like it.
So what? I'm a nerd. I'm a dork, actually, to be completely honest.
Okay, thank you. Is that it?
You're welcome. No, we got a couple more.
Okay, all right.
Well, watching the game last night, I had this brilliant idea. Why doesn't Greg Hill do something for the foundation where it is him, Shime, and Yoshida doing a 40-yard dash for charity? I have never seen a guy have such a perfect running form, but looks so slow as Yoshida.
He really does. Yeah. I mean,
not fleet of foot.
Oh my God! But the arm movements, it's like he's focused on that for years.
Yeah. It's like he's the robot.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. As someone that's a runner these days, I like to emulate that form.
Sick rag, Castle dude. Island.
Yes, good morning. This is Greg Jones, general manager of the Tobin Bridge. Oh, we are so relieved this morning because Chris Curtis from WEEI declared last night a must-win for the Red Sox, and we were afraid that we'd have many jumping off the Tobin Bridge this morning. You know, he does set the narrative for the city, so we are so relieved that that did not happen. Hang on one second. Numbnuts! Stupidity, an opinion that ignores a fact. Even if they lost last night, they were still in the playoffs. Numb nuts.
The fascination that he has with you, I think, is the funny part to me.
Yeah, it's odd. But
when are we going to see him again, you think? You know,
It's
been a while.
Probably not till snow show season.
Yeah,
if we go back out to Wachusett.
I love Wachusett.
You want to go back out there?
I had a great time. Great audience there.
I'd like to do two or three snow shows.
Why stop at three? Why don't we go to the Alps?
I would love to do more snow shows this winter.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
All right, is that it?
That'll be it, Greg.
Okay. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.